For weather watchers, after several days of unseasonably cold weather, which included an Arctic outflow warning from Environment and Climate Change Canada, the forecast is calling for a gradual warming trend this week. But there may be some snow before the rain returns. For school board watchers, the new Westminster Board of Education returns to action for its first meeting since winter break. Its Education Policy Planning Committee meeting is an in-person meeting on Tuesday, January 16 at 3:30 p.m. at Eccle Glenbrook Middle School. Its Operations Policy Planning Committee meeting is that same day at 6:30 p.m. That one is a hybrid meeting that you can attend online or at the school board office. You can find the agenda packages and a meeting link at the School District 40 website. For City Council watchers get a night off, as there is no public council meeting on Monday, January 15. For Police Board watchers, the new Westminster Police Board's first meeting of 2024 is on Tuesday, January 16 at 9:30 a.m. You can attend in person at the police station at 555 Columbia Street or via Zoom. For folks interested in adding a little critter to the family, New Westminster Animal Services is hosting a little critter open house and adoption event on Sunday, January 21 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the city's animal shelter at 420 Boyne Street in Queensboro. You can meet the adoptable little critters, rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, hamsters, etc. Currently calling the shelter home, learn about small animal care, enjoy refreshments, and get information about volunteering and fostering. Animal Services is offering 50% off adoption fees for little critters in January and is providing a free $25 gift card to Bosley's with each adoption for folks who like musicals and live theater. Annie Jr. and Disney's High School Musical, One Act Edition Take to the Stage at New Westminster Secondary School, presented by NWSS's Musical Theater Foundation's class. Tickets are $10 in advance, with a limited number of cash tickets available at the door. The shows are taking place in the NWSS Theater, 826th Street. Annie Jr. shows are on Wednesday, January 17 and Friday, January 19 at 7 p.m. Disney's High School Musical, One Act Edition shows are on Thursday, January 18 and Saturday, January 20 at 7 p.m. for folks who want to support their community. The Royal City Rotary Club is hosting its weekly bottle drop in support of local organizations and charities. Representatives from the New Westminster and Burnaby Girl Guides are scheduled to help out at the January 20 event and get proceeds of bottles, cans, beverage containers returned that day. It's happening on Saturday, January 20 from 9 a.m. to noon at the Royal Towers, 166 6th Street for Barbra Streisand fans. Classic film scholar Michael van den Bos showcases Barbra Streisand's vocals and performances from her film and television appearances, all projected on the big screen in Like Buddha, the Barbra Streisand tribute show. It's on Thursday, January 18 at 7 p.m. in the Studio Theater 1B at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, 735 8th Avenue. Tickets are $21 to $27, plus service charge. For folks interested in the Wishing Tree, BC Parks Foundation staff are leading the Wishing Tree Walk and Talk, Community Scientists event on Thursday, January 18. Running from 4 to 5 p.m. at Century House and Moody Park, they'll show residents how they can make nature observations from their smartphones that will help protect wildlife in BC. The talk begins inside Century House before folks make the short walk to the Wishing Tree in Moody Park. Attendees are encouraged to register for the event and to dress for the weather. Free hot beverages and treats will be provided. Learn more about the Wishing Tree sponsored by the BC Parks Foundation at Wishing in the Park. BC Parks Foundation staff will be hand for this event, which is on Friday, January 19 from 3 to 6 p.m. in Moody Park. You can learn more about the Wishing Tree, win a prize and make a wish for nature. For every wish made to protect nature, the lights on the tree will dance, and $10 will be donated to help preserve parks in BC. For art lovers, Paint the Train, a juried exhibition, features artists' interpretations of the railway, through a variety of mediums. It's on until January 28 in the gallery at Queen's Park, which is open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For lovers of the written and spoken word, Cancelled. The Royal City Literary Arts Society presents In Their Words, with host Ruth Kozik and presenters Judith Berlin, Francie Luan and Rhiannon Wallace. Everyone is welcome to attend this free event on Thursday, January 18 from 7 to 9 p.m. in the hashtag #iHeartNewWest Community Art Space in Columbia Square Plaza, across from Cockney Kings, number 103 to 78 10th Street. Do you have a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Teresa McManus at tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.